Hello, people of Earth. How y'all doing? It's another Wizards Worldwide Work of Wonder audio spectacular. Big kudos out to Willie Nelson, the incredible Willie Nelson, coming out forward, talking about some serious inconsistencies with a situation that involves all our lives. It's a very serious time of history, and I'm hoping that you will trust that truth will prevail if you'll support such a call to action. We have to support truth. You don't like me for whatever reason. Whatever. It's the FBI's formal conclusion that Bush's business partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad, financed 9/11. Now, our politicians and our news agencies have no concern to defend the lives of our soldiers. We had a Canadian soldier, Mr. Stokes. He has the intellect of about a 12-year-old. He was interviewed briefly on his way to Afghanistan, and he told us openly and honestly that he can't deal with anything in the media. He can't watch the news. It's too difficult for his mind to comprehend what's going on. He just trusts in faith, that CNN is steering him in the right direction, that CBC isn't lying to his family to have him die for no better good or reason understood. Our politicians in Canada, with the exception of the NDP party, have been saying they do not want to institute suggestions on behalf of what the military should be doing in Afghanistan and leave those decisions at the discretion of military commanders. Hillier is a demon enemy liar. He lies to Canadian soldiers to have them die for heroin pushers. They're oppressing women. They're not defending children. They're not doing the minimal tasks that the Taliban were under their authority. They're not even supporting the defense of torture victims. Hillier has spoken out publicly on this. The Canadian soldiers he does not want to war for the defense of innocent victims they highly suspect will be tortured practically to death. He is not qualified. He needs to be arrested for treason. He is an enemy of all Canada. But our politicians, they're not taking an active role in demanding the return of our stolen monies. 80% of our money is being thieved from ourselves in Afghanistan presently. Canadian taxpayers are not being made informed that their money is just going out the door, nowhere to be found. We're told we're being taxed to help Afghanistan while the money is being stolen right in front of ourselves. Hillier has no concern whatsoever over the fact that they're shipping heroin into our countries. Heroin is an extremely addictive narcotic. It affects the nervous system to hugely destructive levels. People smoke pot once in a while. They have beer once in a while. Kids are 19 years old. They don't know nothing about the world. Like that soldier, Mr. Stokes, told us, he can't even comprehend what's happening. He just trusts in faith. He's doing it for the money. But what if Mr. Stokes wanted to kill children, as American forces like? You know, many soldiers cheer over the murder of children they target for murder. They cheer on the documentary Why We Fight. The soldiers are happy over the fact that they're indiscriminately slaughtering people. They're laughing, killing people in downtown Baghdad. We see their faces, we know their names. They must be hunted down and destroyed. Why must American soldiers kill defenseless innocent families this way? They dropped 47,500 pounds of bombs in Baghdad! They're occupying the city! They're occupying the country. They say, oh, violence has gone down. They kill everybody in a fucking city. In Fallujah, they murdered more than 200,000 innocent people. CNN doesn't think it's newsworthy. CBC doesn't think it's newsworthy. They wouldn't let anybody out of the city. And then they sent soldiers, Bushite Nazi grunts, soulless. They're like Stokes. Stokes might be a good man. He's a child. He could be a good person. He's blind to the world. He's a blind man telling us he's blind. He can't make sense of anything. He has the mind of a 10-year-old. He probably took lots of vaccines in the military. You know, listen to him. When he dies, if he dies, Whose fault is that gonna be? That he dies, fighting for a Muslim fundamentalist regime that oppresses women, that does nothing to defend children. You know, they lie to us about Al-Qaeda. There's no such thing as Al-Qaeda. According to the CIA, who are we going to trust here? The CIA's document were doctored by the Bush White House. Bush, Rover, Cheney, one of the three, doctored the National Intelligence Estimate. But we notice, we can see, we can sense, we can believe, we can understand. We can know. You know, there are very few people on the entire planet who can even speak English, barely. You know, Alex Jones tells you he's fighting the New World Order, but doesn't tell you about liquefied iron flowing from the tower like water. You know, he gets these guys on his show, you know, and he doesn't tell them about it. Ron Paul thinks it's Al-Qaeda. General Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta. We have to hide from the truth and let the neocons escape retribution. They will not survive. We will hunt them down and kill them with the law. They will be tried publicly, be granted lawyers, and be executed for the crimes of treason. These politicians on your TV, these TV pundits talking about torturing people isn't a bad thing. You got your Supreme Court judge. What's wrong with slapping an innocent person around to death by a Bushite grunt like, you know, how many instances do we have documented? The accused that we have that they're going to be executing, the Pentagon's requested their execution, and this is the nature of God. You execute that person. Who is that? The Pentagon says they're seeking execution. We know these individuals are innocent. They're all torture victims. What do we get on TV? Nothing. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's got nothing to do with 9/11. How is he connected in any way whatsoever? He was kidnapped by Kofor Black. Kofor Black told us he's been torturing him unmercilessly, or had been, prior to him going over to Guantanamo. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has confessed to every terrorist act over the last 50 years. Kofor Black has showed us proudly how many terrorist acts Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was the mastermind of. But how did he get the explosives into the World Trade Center towers? For liquefied iron to be flowing from the towers indicates without a shadow of a doubt there had to be thermite planted in the buildings to have the steel liquefy. There's no other explanation in the universe anywhere. How did he do that? How did Khalid Sheikh Mohammed get Bin Laden with his dialysis machine to plant the explosives? Because they keep telling you Bin Laden did it. What did he do? He just did it. What did he do? He just did it. You know, did he tell Bush personally to sign his invasion of Afghanistan strategy 2 days prior to the event of 9/11 occurring? Because that's what Jim Mikliszewski reported on. But a lot of these reporters, they're not patriots. Jim Mikliszewski was compelled to, he had to report on it because these documents were provided to him top secretly. But that's the nature of a journalist. You know, he's not there to defend freedom necessarily, but for to not go directly against America's interest. Otherwise he'd be fired or in fact tried for treason. But he told us, and it was at MSNBC for several years until I guess the big boss has pulled the story off their site. But he has the documents. It's reported all over the place. The soldiers will tell you they were in Afghanistan prior to the terrorist event occurring, waiting for it to occur to give them a justification to indiscriminately kill everybody. And remember, they dropped a 38,000-pound bomb on the capital of Kabul. Kabul is the capital of Afghanistan. They dropped a 38,000, or maybe it was a 42,000-pound bomb. Murdered, you know, maybe 50, 80, 100,000 people that were starving to death. That were actually starving to death. The Bush administration stole the emergency food to feed these people prior to them bombing the place, indiscriminately blowing up everybody and anything they could see. Is this an act of freedom? On the TV in North America, and too with the BBC, we have this group of individuals. They don't number more than 80. that rule all almost 7 billion of us. We're not allowed to openly communicate. George Norrie has endless shows about how you're going to be continually denied the facts. Now, for whatever psychological reasons there are, and we could write books on it, Alex Jones, I've put down to him just not being qualified. He knows what the truth is, but he doesn't want to go with it because he doesn't have the leadership skills. And plus, he's wrong on a ton of things. So, you know, it's a balance of all parties, I guess. If he took possession of in a leadership role, he'd lose because he'd say, oh, we got to stop immigration. You know, you've got tens of millions of, it's probably like 50 million people or more in America already that are called illegal immigrants. What are you going to do about those, Alex? You want to deport them all? You know, we got all these other questions that he wants to put in with his New World Order strategy. Now, whose strategy is this? He keeps telling you about how these guys are diabolical evil geniuses. And who's a diabolical evil genius on earth? You know, they look to the wise man. They go, the wise man's wise. So say he's evil because we can't comprehend his statements. That you need evidence to form your conclusion. Bush gives you no evidence at all. And says if you disagree with him, you're a terrorist or you're a terrorist sympathizer. And yet it was... It was Tenet who in July of 2001 informed the Bush administration that there would be an impending terrorist attack. Massive casualties inflicted on America that will be blamed on as Al-Qaeda. And the whole strategy is going to be through Afghanistan and the Taliban. That's what the storyline will be. He told the Bush administration, Bush personally, this story in July. He was interviewed on 60 Minutes, and that's what he told us. On 60 Minutes, you go to crooksandliars.com. It's the second segment of that interview. He tells you that's what he did. So he was provided the evidence that there was going to be an inside job occurring, obviously. Maybe he didn't believe it was an inside job, but he knew that there was going to be this big terrorist attack that he warned the Bush administration about. So what did the Bush administration do that next month, in August 2001? Colin Powell gave the Taliban $43 million. It was disclosed in every major newspaper. And in September, late September, Bush said he wanted to murder anybody and all people that are associated to the Taliban, because they're aiding and abetting a terrorist regime, of which he gave you no evidence to indicate they were any part of the conspiracy whatsoever. Again, how did they get the explosives into Building 7? Now you're going, as Americans do. They don't understand freedom. They don't understand justice. They say they're just. They say they're free. You have no freedom if you're not going to demand cops follow probable cause. You have no freedom. That's tyranny. Cops randomly go through your house, go through your belongings, stop you on the street. Why are you stopping me? I'm just going to see what you got on you. That's all, buddy. Well, you're looking kind of suspicious. Maybe I'll arrest you for being suspicious. You seem suspicious to me. You know, 6'8", Blackwater mercenary forces that can rape your wife. And they don't get arrested. In fact, if you protest in America today, they'll put you in prison for protesting that Blackwater are getting away with raping, gang raping American women. And now this woman that they gang raped, it looks like they plan to murder her, right? It's only through the luck of God that she managed to escape from that situation. But they obviously were going to kill her. They gang rape American women and then they plan to kill you. But she managed to escape. No charges laid. In fact, Blackwater has said it was a consensual sexual foray she had with the men of Blackwater. Gang raped her. She needed reconstructive surgery. They viciously hurt her. And you're still going to tell me how I'm a bad guy for demanding that you stand up in defense of your own nation. Bush and Cheney both, according to Tom Daschle on MSNBC's Meet the Press with Tim Russert, told us they both individually and together worked to close outstanding criminal inquiries on the 9/11 questions. They didn't cooperate. It took years for us to even start of almost investigation that went nowhere, and the guys who ran that now say that nobody was cooperating with them. Now the CIA, they do have honorable people there. Not very many though. You don't understand what the CIA is. Alex Jones hasn't got a clue. He doesn't know. You know, generally speaking, these are people who just want to steal your money. Okay, they get $3 billion to do Al-Qaeda investigations. Two or three officers spend $3 billion. Or no, it was $10 billion, three officers over the course of the year 2000, according to Connie Chung on CNN. That's when she lost her job. When she told you she found out that three guys received $10 billion to do Al-Qaeda investigations in the year 2000. She lost her job. You're fired. But we have W199I that says Clinton forbade the CIA from doing any Al-Qaeda inquiries. You know, the CIA, for the honorable officers that work there, understand that not one of them that I'm aware of, not a single one of the, near 20,000 people that work there, not one of those officers of our laws spoke in the defense of America. All they've ever had to say was get on the radio with Alex Jones and say, look, we wrote the National Intelligence Estimate. Bush personally rewrote it for his own fucking demonic pleasures to mislead America into a needless conflict. And you see John Stewart, who calls himself a big Jew. He's a big Jew. He's a big Jew. All the Zionists say, he's a Jew. He's a Jew. Everybody tells us he's a Jew. He's a Jew. He's on there with Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol says, oh, the war will be a good thing in history. We'll learn later. Realize the big Jew is not there to say there is no reason to kill these innocent, defenseless families. More than a million victims have died, and we had unrestricted access to go wherever we please without delay prior to the first bomb being dropped. March the 3rd, 2003, or March the 7th, 2003, was the last report from the UN stating we can go anywhere we please without delay. They were everywhere, through the palaces. They were looking under chicken coops. You could have deputized all the soldiers into inspectors and walk them all in there. There's no reason to kill anybody. But we knew from their plan that they can't rob from America unless they indiscriminately slaughter people, and in exchange they'll kill the Bushite grunts who have no minds. Really, they don't have a... Like, if you believe in a God or soul, they have no soul. They have no love for children, no love for women. You look in their faces, they're blank. There's nothing there. I want us to look at Mr. Stokes, the soldier Stokes, who's just being sent to Afghanistan. I don't know anything about this individual. He could grow up to be a man, a good man. But he's openly told us he can't comprehend anything. He never watches the news. He can't read newspapers. He doesn't have the intellect. He's like an 8-year-old child. He's trusting in dad to make the right decision. You know, it's easy to resolve these conflicts. Very easy. You return all the stolen money in Iraq. You arrest those who are responsible for indiscriminately killing people. Sadler, Blunt, Russell. These people have to be arrested, tried, and executed. They've all ordered soldiers to indiscriminately murder people. So all American soldiers have to be told to execute a commander instantly the second he tells you to shoot somebody for no reason. Because we have countless examples where soldiers say, my commander told me to shoot the child in the head, so I shot the child in the head. You're supposed to shoot your commander in the head. You're supposed to kill these people. Sattler ordered the murder of every single inhabitant in the city of Fallujah, and soldiers tell you with glee, we have it on videotape, of them going house to house, killing every single man, woman, infant, elderly person. They say they have an excuse. Americans cannot be defeated, so they can indiscriminately slaughter all of humanity as enemies to God because Americans will not hold them. Up to the principles that America's supposed to carry as virtuous principles that they want to shine on the rest of our world. It's easy to say you believe in freedom. But when you torture innocent people to confess they did 9/11 and then have them executed, you got a problem with us. I ask all people of Earth, especially those in Germany, Please support my call to have executed those who are torturing innocent people. Khaki needs to be hunted down unmercilessly. I beg the people of Germany to offer rewards for all employees of Khaki, Aegis, and Blackwater. I beg you. These things do not war our world for freedom. They war our world for the treasures that are stolen from our innocent families, falling down dead as murder victims because CNN doesn't care. George Norrie keeps telling us he doesn't care, and this is the nature of Alex Jones. For whatever fault he has, we can study it at endless lengths. You know, Alex Jones tells you George Norrie is a great guy. He's a great guy. He's fighting the New World Order. He's not fighting the New World Order. He supports murdering children. He says he'll go ballistic against any soldier who refuses a criminal order. And every show is crap. Every fucking show is crap. You have open lines, but you can't have open lines. You know, it's just the nature of the neocon. He'll tell you you have open lines, but you can't really have open lines. It's like Art Bell. He is so unbelievably evil that it's hard to convince people what he does. He says he got open lines, doesn't censor any of his calls, call him up. But in between breaks, you go, well, what did you want to talk about? And if you say anything like, well, Iraq, hang up on you. If you say anything like, are we on? Well, no, it's in the break right now. I just want to know what I know you're talking. Too much. Fuck, hang up on you. He is a fucking monster. And what will does he hold against the spirit, against the soul of the American people? That you, as those who work at the CIA, who are just in it for the cash, won't utter a fucking syllable. Think about this. 20,000 plus people work there. We have the two documents. The National Intelligence Estimate put together by the police agencies and the National Intelligence Estimate doctored by the White House. I know of not one instance, except maybe there's Ray McGovern's in there a little. Oh, no, Ray McGovern is in there. And then maybe there's a couple other guys. But just think about that. You know, you got 19,990 people that work at the CIA, of which some of them have like $3 billion plus dollar salaries to go after Al-Qaeda. Nothing. Don't do nothing. It's as Connie Chung told us, there's no accountability here at all. Nobody even knows what's going on. You're blind. Just like Mr. Stokes is blind. You don't even know what's going on. The bankers aren't they don't have to cover the loan. Right? So they're not borrowing you anything. You're wondering, well, does the money just come out of nowhere? Well, it's in the they're managing things in America's interest as private bankers for their own personal profit. A central bank wouldn't do that. There'd be no trillionaire, as there are several trillionaires. Four trillionaires are friends of Greenspan. They don't work a day in their life. They don't have busy schedules. The only thing they do every single day is to insist that nations go to war with each other. And I don't know about these four specific individuals, but we know through the documented history of which Alex Jones would be far beyond my ability to speak on. In other realms, Alex Jones is a must-have. We have to have this great patriot American warrior who's dedicated so much time to understand, you know, the bigger picture, the bigger aspects of this scenario. But I know these people aren't geniuses. And the liability to looking at it in the bigger picture is that you're not isolating cause and effect relationships. Alex Jones will say he's at the pinnacle of the spear fighting the New World Order. Life isn't like that, Alex. There's, you know, infinite cause and effect relationships. If a criminal act occurs somewhere, you want to isolate the cause. So it's not a linear, you're at the head of the spear thing. It's we've got, you know, for 9/11, we've got a thousand issues. And we got to isolate specific situations. So we isolate Bush and Cheney. They closed the criminal investigations. You arrest them. There's a website, whodunit.org. They list 100 individuals directly associated to the criminal actions of 9/11. You know, somebody planted explosives in World Trade Center 7, most guaranteedly, for sure, with the towers also. So we have to either offer rewards to help further isolate who's responsible for doing that, or we do it whatever way we can. We have to fight this. Now, the neocon and John Stewart's there to say nothing to you. He's not there to defend the innocent people. You know, it's just a Zionist discussion. Well, millions of people are indiscriminately slaughtered, right? Him and Bill Kristol are just going to sit there and talk as the wise men about our issues. But John Stewart's not there to defend America. He'll make it like Bill Kristol, that's just a normal thing. You know, we just discuss these things, but they don't tell you that they had no reason to kill all these defenseless, innocent individuals. They blew up all the public infrastructure. Why would you kill all these people? You know, they say Iraq can't govern itself because the only freedoms they have there are what's provided by American Nazi forces, who every day bomb people indiscriminately, shoot people indiscriminately. You know, they dropped 47,500 pounds of bombs. It's just on the outskirts of the, it's within the city limits of Baghdad. And you say, why would you kill all these defenseless innocent families? We suspected they were Al-Qaeda. There is no such thing. What are you talking about? There can't be a group of individuals to say, we're just going to indiscriminately murder the people in Iraq. We're not going to kill American forces. We're just going to kill defenseless innocent families because we don't like Bush. And yet they do everything for Bush. Zakari, before he was killed, so-called killed, he says, we will not target American forces, because he knew they were coming to get him, eh? That was one of the last statements he made before he was finally erased. But he's there killing Iraqi children, making public pronouncements that Zakari's Al-Qaeda forces will not attack American military targets, and just kill their own children. You know, and we have P2OG. This is the official Rumsfeld strategy. Kill people indiscriminately. Get them to blame the soldier and have the soldier die as a consequence, of which they readily, rightly deserve. Or do they? Who's going to speak for Stokes? I think his name is Chris Stokes. He don't know nothing, man. He can't. He tells us his mind can't deal with it. There's too many syllables. He's just trusting. And he's getting paid. He likes the idea. Well, he didn't say that. But we know that that's the primary motivation of almost all soldiers. They come from Alabama or Mississippi, right? They don't know nothing. 50 cents is like $500 to them. You know, you're going to pay him $20,000 or $14,000 a year? Oh, my God, I'm a millionaire. To their world, you know? So they think it's like all the money in the world, and they'll kill anybody. You know, or idly stand by silently, watching innocent people being indiscriminately murdered. You know, their commander orders them to kill people indiscriminately in Fallujah. They don't kill Sattler. Sattler must be put to death. Blount, Buford Blount, is a Saudi Wahhabist. He was commanding Saudi Arabian troops prior to taking control of the 3rd Infantry. He sent soldiers in there to indiscriminately murder people in Baghdad. He was interviewed by a reporter. Why are you here? What's your military objective? Buford Blount says, no military objective. We just want to let people know that we're here. And they were there just killing people everywhere, and we have it on videotape. Just shoot anybody, everybody. Every second car was on fire or exploded. And where was Buford Blount prior to that altercation occurring, of him ordering soldiers to indiscriminately murder people in the streets? They were at Kwakwe, Q-A-Q-A-A, guarding Iraqi's largest weapons depot that they left undefended that was completely looted, 170 tons of plastic explosives that blow up soldiers every day, too. He's got no concern. He's a Saudi Wahhabist. All he wants to do is keep the conflict going, just as Blackwater does. They shoot people indiscriminately. They rape American women. And where are the news stories of Blackwater being gunned down in American streets? I want to see these stories. All these Americans own guns, and you won't kill a Blackwater? Don't wait for them to rape your wife. Don't wait for them to rape your daughter. Because then it's fucking, you're fucking contempt for God. It's fucking despicable. They're already raping American women. We got at least 20 women that have said that they've been raped by these demons. And then plus, you know, it's like 60% of American women in the military forces are raped or sexually abused. We have to fight back. We have to set principles. Bush and Cheney must immediately be arrested. And then you gotta go. Okay, anybody at Fox News disagree with that? Any police officer, any politician, anybody disagrees with that, just kill, because the evidence is indisputable. They closed investigations. He worked on an invasion plan 2 days prior while sending General Mahmoud Ahmad, Bush personally sent General Mahmoud Ahmad to the Taliban to tell them no evidence will be brought against the accused, and you would be going against Allah by refusing to defend an innocent man. And you wouldn't be defending America either, so don't let him go. But Bin Laden said, I'll just go anyway. I don't want you to murder people in a third world country, starving to death. And they wouldn't accept it. They wouldn't accept Bin Laden handing himself over. So they had to start killing people right away. So fight fucking back, you bastards. George Norrie's a fucking enemy. I want George Norrie arrested for treason. He knows all about General Ahmad. I sent him 1,000 fucking emails. You think about all the people. Now, let's say there's only 50 people in America that actually give a damn and make some effort. Well, they've contacted George Norrie too. And look at his shows. They're constant crap, constant crap, constant crap. You know, we have the same thing, in your little world, it's the same thing as the national. In Winnipeg, just as your local radio station is similar, although ours is particularly evil, we have this station called CGOB. They're vicious, evil Nazis, man. Jeff Currier tells soldiers, as he did just days ago, well, no, it wasn't too many days ago, it was about January 23rd, a little ways back. He had a guest on his show, and they were going on about how the terrorists were from Afghanistan, and we got to fight to defend America, and that's how you got to fight terrorism. And he knows there's no terrorists come from that nation. He knows that. How stupid can you be? Again, this is the nature of evil. He expects that some of us will just say, "Oh yeah, well he's just stupid that way," just like George Norrie does. You know, just like Ian Punnett does. Ian Punnett says he's the stupidest guy he knows. But boy, don't forget, the towers fell down naturally, and we got to get Bin Laden. He's the stupidest guy he knows, and he's just a kid. I'm going to seminary school. He's 54 years old. You know, and just like George Norrie, you'll get somebody on there. Aspartame's a poison. He forgets all about it. Fuck. A couple days later, aspartame's a poison. You hear him. He's lying to you. He wants to kill you. He tells you he wants to kill you. Now, what's his motivation? He doesn't want a wise man like me speaking because I'm smarter on fucking every instance of discussion and debate. He's no longer worshipped. And that's what this thing is. It is a form of worship. You know, I want you to think for yourself. He wants to capture your mind. Like Ian Punnett, when he tells the audience that he's seen the loose change videos, and of course the towers just fell naturally. That's just how it happens. Now, you see what Ian Punnett's doing? People who haven't seen the loose change videos will think there must be some contention. It must be disputable for Ian Punnett to say that. Of course they fell naturally. And you see these videos, they're brilliant. These guys we need to put statues up to these guys or something. Like forever or something. Museums about their lives. Like Jefferson or something, Lincoln. You know, these videos are brilliant. And Ian Punnett tells you he's seen the videos, but there's nothing in those videos to make it like anybody else, but Bin Laden was responsible. He keeps telling you about how stupid he is. He doesn't know nothing. I'm just a kid going to seminary school. He's been doing that con for like 20-something years, man, on the radio. He's just a new guy, new kid. I'm just a new kid on the block. He's been doing that for like more than 20 years. It's always that same way. And then that's his excuse. That's his way of getting out of there so you don't go, "Oh, you fucking demon bastard." And again, these guys sit on our TV, sit on our radio. They watch more than 1 million people being indiscriminately slaughtered. No concern. Soldiers come back blown to pieces. Like, fuck, how many soldiers? It's like they're talking more than 100,000 soldiers, something like that, 80,000. You see the pictures of the soldiers, like they got no legs, no arms, their faces all burned up, their whole bodies are burned up, they can barely talk. They couldn't talk before, but now they can't talk at all. You know? And these lives are thrown away, and for nothing. But for the contempt George Norrie has for the value of your life, of your nation. He does not want to defend America, he wants America to die, see? He'd rather see you die than allow an honorable man to demand justice for ourselves and supporting truly honorable officers who have told us facts that stand uncontended. Like, you have video of liquefied iron flowing from the tower like water. You can't dispute that. Therefore, without a shadow of doubt, there was explosives placed in the building to cause that kind of reaction. And as it turns out, we have scientists who analyze the material at the site and say, well, yeah, there's a chemical reaction that occurs that is exactly the signature when we analyze this dust, showing sulfur is present. So you can't dispute these things. You know, and the fact that Bush gave you zero evidence cannot be denied. So, support my call for Bush and Cheney to be immediately arrested. Now remember, we're giving them lawyers. They have a fair opportunity to face ourselves, the accuser, in a court of law. But you got to understand, you as an American citizen, the reason you own a gun is to kill anybody who disagrees with that. You kill the soldier, you kill the so-called cop. Any cop that would disagree with that wouldn't be a cop. He'd be an enemy of our community. We want to bring these neocon Zionists to justice. We want to find out, how is it that Israel just received $30 billion to murder defenseless innocent families? We want to find out who's responsible for sending that money over and arrest them also. American taxpayers will not pay demonic entities to victimize God as ourselves, the innocent forsaken. This has gone on too long. We're not going to allow this to continue happening in such demonic charades, where they tell us, the viewer, we're lost with indifference. It's too complicated. It's an innocent person they're stealing the home from. You've done nothing wrong. They allege you've done nothing wrong. You've committed no criminal offense against anyone. They come into your house with machine guns paid for by American families to steal your house, to steal your belongings. When they steal your house, you're not allowed to take any of your children's toys under the Christmas tree, any of your food out of the fridge, any of your clothes but those on your back, or they'll shoot you. They'll kill you. Is that an act of God? Is that an act of any just person? Is that an act of a human? Never mind. These things, when we get more familiar with Israeli politics, you're going to see what real despicable things these enemies of justice are. They say they have some biblical verse somewhere that suggests God intends with verse to acquiesce to slaughtering ourselves as victims to their treachery, to their thieving. There's nothing in the Bible that is anything remotely to suggest such things. If it was run by Jews, everybody would be treated equitably, because we don't want to be put in concentration camps. Why would you want to put people in concentration camps, innocent victims, deprived food and water, bombed indiscriminately as they did in Lebanon? 7 million landmines. They threw over 170 towns and villages that will murder children indiscriminately for decades. Their first strike targets were the Jewish communities of northern Lebanon. Now they won't let people know where they dropped 7 million landmines so we can try to defend generations of defenseless innocent children. They'll watch be murdered. And they don't want to cooperate. Is that an act of a just nation? Of a godly nation? Is that a godly nation? Is that God's chosen people to commit murderous actions against the Jewish communities of earth? Indiscriminately slaughter Jewish communities. Perez the devil, you know, with all due respect to Madonna and all the great art she's made, Perez is like the evilest man alive. Every sentence he speaks is a demonic lie. He says, well, not a demonic lie, he says, we don't want to kill little old ladies, but we have to because it's Hamas's fault. Well, why are you targeting little old ladies? Why are you blowing up all apartment buildings? You know, and that's what he is the devil. You know, you go, I don't know, I'm lost, Johnny, I can't figure it out. They're targeting innocent people for murder, to steal their money, to steal their land. Is that the actions of a just God? Is that what God would will? What God? What Bible? There's nothing, like, this is the thing, you don't know anything. I mean, people are terribly ignorant all over the place. It's God's intent to treat ourselves equitably because God is of all people. It's like hurting yourself. Why do you want to hurt yourself? You don't want to do that. Why do you want to murder yourself? Commit suicide. Why do you want to do that? You know, you don't. You want life to be happy. You want to rise through prosperity, by progress, And progress comes through peace. And peace is garnered through justice. And justice is found by providing evidence to form our conclusions. If you do as Bush does and as they're going to do with these executions that are coming up. They're using no evidence. CNN is smiling at you. Barbara Starr. Or not Barbara Starr. Is it Barbara Starr? Yeah. And all these other guys. They're smiling at you. Going, these guys are going to be executed. They did 9/11. Mastermind. What did he do? You know, Kofor Black told us he tortured them unmercilessly. Kofor Black admits to torturing them unmercilessly. He kidnapped Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's children and they've disappeared. Kofor Black did. Kofor Black isn't even a, he doesn't even work for the military. He's a private company. He works for a private company. He's Blackwater mercenary goon. He's just going to grab people. I tortured him. He said he did with the Lusitania bombing and he did, you know, everything else. So there you go. Case closed. No, you don't have to pursue actually who's responsible anymore. We're just going to torture people. Execution. Please kill these people. Please, I beg you to kill them. You know, you don't. Rifkin, kill Rifkin. You know, if you're a Christian at all. If you believe in God, kill Rifkin. Kill anybody who supports torture. Just kill him. Scalia, Judge Scalia's got to be put to death. Think about Judge Scalia. He's a Supreme Court judge. All he's heard is, well, not all, but in respect to the torture questions, all he's heard of is innocent people being kidnapped and tortured to death. And he tells you, well, there's nothing wrong with torture. It's not even against the Constitution. There's nothing wrong with that. We can't be expected to police the world. If we want to torture people, we'll torture them. We'll blame them for whatever terrorist crime we want. And then what happens? The guys who commit crimes in America get away. Right? You're no longer assured that the bad guys have been caught. You're paying taxes to police agencies who aren't going to even pursue crime scene leads at real murder scenes anymore because Judge Scalia says you can torture anybody as long as they're, you know, an alien. And as Alex Jones tells you, they can make you an alien any time. You're American citizen, born and bred, but you're an alien. Kofor Black said so. He kidnapped you, tortured you, and now you've done whatever. And then they execute you and destroy the tapes of you being tortured. So it's solely on Kofor Black's testimony, of which he doesn't even give to a public body. It's just Kofor Black. He says, the guy told me he was Al-Qaeda. He committed this act, and I put him to death. Well, do you have videotape of this? No, no videotape, no transcript, no voice or nothing. It's just Kofor Black. We want justice. Demand Bush and Cheney be arrested. Again, you thinking it's impossible? It's not impossible. All Americans will be told, you have a gun for a reason. We're not torturing anybody, but we will kill any soldier, any police officer, any politician who disagrees that Bush and Cheney must be arrested immediately without bail. All their assets need to be seized, with Halliburton's particularly. And we're going to go through this, and we're going to fucking defeat these demons if it's the last thing I do. I will not live in a world where these things escape our proper acknowledgement as enemies to God and man. To support my rise, I want to get on coast to coast and take open line calls, not like Art Bell, not like George Norrie. My first guest, and hopefully he won't threaten to kill me right away or whatever, but my first guest, you know, Alex Jones, I want Tom Hartman, Ron Paul, Kucinich, all these individuals are open to come on and speak their minds if they want. And I'm not going to say they have to, I'm saying they're open lines for these individuals to give their frame of reference on how they think things should transpire with them contributing. You know, we have to realize Sean Hannity, as Hammurabi would teach you, needs to be tried for treason and executed. Sean Hannity will lie to your face while smiling. He lies to soldiers. He tells you, Ahmadinejad said the Holocaust never happened. That's not true, Sean. Why are you lying that way? You know, it's a serious, serious lie. It's not unconscious. He's doing it deliberately to deceive you because he knows there's a whole bunch of guys like Mr. Stokes. He doesn't know anything. He can't he even confesses, I can't comprehend this stuff. I'm doing it primarily for the cash. I get some money. I'm hoping, you know, my dad knows what he's talking about. I'm doing what I think my dad would want me to do. Now, what does the Conservative government of Canada say? We will not make any decisions. We're going to let Mr. Stokes or those that command Mr. Stokes to make their decisions. Why don't you fight for freedom? Defend innocent people. Say you'll put to death anybody who supports torture. Go after this judge who's executed a journalist or wants to execute a journalist. He's reporting on the fact that women are respected through the Quran and they're having him executed. The judge needs to be executed. Attempted murder. If the guy's dead, the judge is arrested for murder and executed. If the guy isn't dead, you arrest that judge for attempted murder. Similarly, we do the same with the Pentagon and these suspects. We know that none of them are associated to 9/11 in any way whatsoever. Just for the fact that they've been tortured to confess as much means nothing in the real world, okay? Now, your TV has got you all mixed up in your mind. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it is. I don't know. I can't figure it out. You follow probable cause. You follow the evidence at crime scene, to figure out who's responsible. That's how these cases are solved. Now, that requires intelligence. Bushites don't have intelligence, so they lose. They'd be at the police station. Police officers would be told that they're following probable cause. Some officers would excel. They'd go to the homicide squad. They'd get bonuses. They'd get a bunch of cash. Other officers would either be fired or fucking executed. We have officers that are beating up pregnant women. We have officers that are tasering women unmercilessly simply for their pleasure of electrocuting a woman. We have this guy on videotape. We have cops on videotape beating up children. Breaking people's arms for pleasure. We have an officer throwing a quadriplegic out of his wheelchair and laughing. See, now these things, in your mind, as an American, you go, well, we can't go against the cops. You are with the cops when you say, I demand that officer be charged. With the case of the woman being tasered, he has to be charged with attempted murder. The cops that kill people with tasers will be charged minimally with manslaughter. Any cop that disagrees, you kill. Minimally manslaughter. You know this is a potentially lethal weapon. And in every case that we have available, well, maybe not every case of a person being tasered, but the evidence that the cases that we have evidence for where they're tasering people for no reason and they die, the officer must be charged with manslaughter. If there was another death associated to that office prior to that death occurring, those officers would be charged with murder. It would be second degree or first degree murder. If they do as was done to the Polish man at the airport in Canada, where you have it on videotape where you can hear the officer talking before they get to the scene, I can't wait to use my taser. I want to tase somebody. I want to electrocute somebody. And they get there, and there's no reason to tase the guy. He's completely cooperative. He's not doing anything. But the guy just wants to taser somebody, and they murder him. You know, we have this, it's not verbatim, but that is primarily what's contained in the audio portion of the video, where you can hear them talking as they're approaching the scene. The officer says, can I tase him? And there's no reason to tase him, he's cooperative. But he comes, well, you gotta see the video. But you can, all the evidence is there. So that's manslaughter. You know, or attempted, or murder, I should say, second degree murder, if they had murdered someone prior. If someone had died under this circumstance where they knew for sure that this is going to cause another death, you're going in there for no reason. Well, it's manslaughter for sure. So we have to protect ourselves by understanding cops that like to beat up women for their sadistic, satanic pleasure will be fucking brought down by the will of us and the law. So the city where this cop beats the woman up and electrocutes her, leaves the car door open, says, you come out of this car, I'm going to electrocute you again, and he encourages her to come out so he can electrocute her again, while these big husky men stand in the background, sipping their pop drinks, watching the entertainment. That city, that officer will be put to death, or something, fuck, maybe not death, the woman didn't die. But he needs to fucking go to prison for fucking a serious long time. Everything is contained in that video. Where it's got nothing to do with securing a suspect. It's got everything to do with his pleasure to cause her pain. And what is she guilty of? What is she even suspected of? You know, she's not resisting arrest. She's in the back seat of the car. He leaves the door open. She's drunk, doesn't know any better. She gets out and he gets to electrocute her over and over and over again. You see the pleasure he takes in hurting her. He's 300 pounds, you know, she's a lot less. So we're going to arrest Bush and Cheney to begin with. Myers, Condoleezza Rice, Rumsfeld. NATO commanders all have to be arrested. These are all war crimes. They indiscriminately bomb people. You can't do that. That's called a war crime. You know, they'll go into a town or a village and kill every inhabitant for no reason. As I brought forward in my Supreme Court of Canada decision, or Supreme Court of Canada case, you know, we have instances where they'll just slaughter an entire city in Rumsfeld, or town, and kill every man, woman, and child in the place. And this is why I beg you to kill these Bush, bitch, demon, Nazi punks. Any soldier who doesn't demand Bush and Cheney's execution for 9/11 is an enemy of America, enemy of freedom. These things aren't even fucking human. Right? How could you murder everybody in a town for no reason? But Rumsfeld was asked, why would you murder all these people? For what reason? He says, well, you know, they were supportive of, you know, following crime scene leads at real murder scenes. We can't have that. They supported the Taliban's position that evidence must be a requirement to convince ourselves who was good or evil. So they killed everybody. Rumsfeld will be executed for that. He'll be executed for a lot of other reasons too, but that's the primary one. And so commanders responsible for these indiscriminate killings, these campaigns, death squads, must be hunted down unmercilessly. We cannot stop. So all soldiers, I'm asking you to join Johnny General, a true freedom fighter who executes those who torture people, who executes Blackwater, Aegis, and Khaki without question. They can quit their jobs at any time. They know they're there just to steal everybody's cash. They're not there to defend freedom, so they die as a consequence. That's the right consequence. They're not honorable. They don't do anything to defend anybody. They can quit any day, but they don't. They take the money instead. That's what a mercenary is. It's not there to help you or help us or help anyone. It's there to thieve from our families, to steal our belongings, to steal our virtue, our strength. We can't allow Kofor Black to survive. Kofor Black must be executed. So anybody in Blackwater who just mumbles, I think Kofor Black shouldn't be executed, kill that person. Kill anybody who supports his escape. And now that's going to be probably Romney. But we won't kill Romney right away, because his religion says that he kills himself. You know, so let's save the Mormons if we can. You know, if you know anything about the Mormon religion, it's a pretty disturbing thing. You know, they have these ceremonies where they slice their own throats, they disembowel themselves because they're enemies of creation, to lie to themselves the way they do. And this is their religious ceremony. So I'm saying, no, we don't have to kill Romney. Might have to arrest him, maybe. But we're not accepting his buddy, Kofor Black, as a person who can freely walk our earth unaccosted for torturing innocent people. And that's who Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is. He's a torture victim who Kofor Black admits to torturing unmercilessly, continuously for years. And he kidnapped his children also that nobody's seen. Now, his children and his wife told us he was murdered prior to Kofor Black torturing him for so long. But we'll have to get to the facts when we arrest Kofor Black. And if anybody stands in our way, you're going to have to kill them. We're probably going to have to kill Kofor Black. I don't think he's going to turn himself in. But maybe he will. We'll see. But his family says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was murdered prior to 9/11 even occurring. So they've been torturing this guy. They tell us is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And his wife and children say that he's dead a long time ago. Or so it was reported in the Asian Times. So, you know, so the guy's not even Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. You know, they just pick somebody up. Are you Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? No. Torture? Oh, yeah, okay, I'm Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Did you mastermind 9/11? No. Yeah, okay. And then Kofor Black gives you a list of all the things, the proud accomplishments Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has confessed to through his policing skills, where he doesn't go after anybody associated to the transgressions against our laws by supporting evidence as a requirement to convince ourselves of something. He just says he's tortured this guy to confess he did it. That's all. You don't have to know that Barbara Bodine did the cold bombing, right? Barbara Bodine. Do you know who Barbara Bodine is? She did the cold bombing. You know, all the guys in the Navy that are on the cold today, all of them are replaced. Not a single one that's on the cold today was on the cold when it was bombed. And now I want to know if all these people have been murdered. Maybe they haven't been murdered, but they've replaced every single one of them. And they might have been murdered. We got to go check to see if all the people who were on the Kol when it was bombed are and survived the bombing are still alive today, or whether they've all been murdered. Because the admiral who was associated to that incident told us that, you know, he didn't tell us. I'm not saying he's saying that. Well, we're going to have to look into it. Like I say, a lot of these investigations have to be conducted by honorable, reputable police officers that don't exist. Where is the good cop to say, hey, 9/11 is an inside job? Right? We got Ray McGovern. I want Ray McGovern to be the head of the CIA. We put Ray McGovern at the head of the CIA. Okay, now the FBI, serious problems. Colleen Raleigh can come up to the near the head of the FBI. I'm not qualified to head the FBI, okay? I'm qualified to head the investigations for 9/11, but I don't know the intricacies of how the FBI runs. Okay, but we get Colleen Raleigh, I mean, it's a couple other FBI officers that people know of. You know, we'll have public discussions. Alex Jones would probably be a better mind to tell me who he thinks a good FBI officer out there is. You know, and we'll work ourselves through this. Okay? All right. So, join me. Be a man, not a mouse, or dead mouse. Be a man. Defend your family. Defend your wife. Defend your children. We're getting rid of mercury in our vaccines. We're getting rid of aspartame. We're getting rid of fluoride in our drinking water. We're going to get rid of a lot of other poisons that are there to harm ourselves. We're going to legalize marijuana. We're going to have a public, discussion. Well, I'm not going to say we're going to legalize it. We're going to have a public discussion on it. We're going to understand how many people are in prison in America for 25-year prison terms for having a fucking joint. We're going to look at the fact of what the DEA in America is. The DEA is pushing heroin out of Afghanistan by acquiescing to the authority of heroin pushers they do nothing against. We have it on videotape. The DEA officers who are in Afghanistan will tell us that's what's taking place there. They're there to push heroin, and yet they'll be in America, they'll take the heroin addict off the street and put you in prison for 25 years. But they won't stop the heroin from coming out of Afghanistan into America. That's a problem. Okay, that's a serious problem. So we're probably going to have to disband the DEA. And drug enforcement will be done by our police agencies. Real police agencies. Not these fuckheads that want to sell dope in our world and put Americans in prison for life by buying their substances. And we have this with the child exploitation units also. Now, Alex Jones has got his own ideas on this, and I know we're going to have arguments, but I hope we can work through this, okay? Now, there's a place in New York City where they take children to be poisoned to death. I know you're not going to believe this. Alex Jones might not even believe it. He's probably aware of this, though. But in New York City, they'll take children of parents who have HIV, and they'll actually torture them to death in New York City. There's a facility there where they torture these children to death. Now, I can talk about the reason why they do that, but these people have to be arrested, okay? So there is that nature where you have people who say, we're here to help your children, and they'll torture them to death. You know, so we have the same thing with the child exploitation units. Now, a lot of these officers, they get into child exploitation units thinking they're doing the right thing. I want to protect children, but they're not. They're distributing child pornography on the internet. Like the most, I'm not talking about beautiful, beautiful young girls taking bubble baths and expressing the exquisite beauty of what it is to be female. I'm talking about children being raped and sexually exploited for the sadistic pleasures of Bushite Nazi forces. They'll distribute this material out to hundreds of thousands, which is, of course, millions of people who want to take this stuff. They'll say, look, we were able to distribute it to 100,000 people, and now we can take all their property and take all their homes and stuff. And the laws are fucked. Well, the laws, actually, I shouldn't have said the laws are fucked. The laws are right. It's just that the officers who enforce these laws are not qualified. They're not smart men. They're actually very stupid men. You know, they don't understand. They can't even read this. Like in Canada, we have the Supreme Court Canada decisions written by our Supreme Court judges, and these are wise men. They've walked through these arguments. They said, look, you got to watch out for this. You got to watch out for that. I'm reading. I'm going, this is exactly what I'm thinking. But when I look at the child exploitation unit, they're pumping the child pornography out. Not particularly here in Canada, but more so in the States. They had an operation called the Son of God operation, where they for years, and they've done this before too, for years, they'll just distribute the most offensive child pornography imaginable to people they'll seek out and hope that they'll take, and the guy takes the child pornography and then he gives it to fucking a million other people. And they say, yeah, that's an effective way of dealing with these issues. But when you look at the Supreme Court of Canada decisions, they're going, look, you got to understand. And we do have to understand. You know, I know of two officers in Winnipeg who supported them. I'm saying supported because I haven't talked to them in a while, and I'm hoping they've changed their evil ways. But they told me they support killing kids in Afghanistan. You know, you got to have death squads against schoolgirls. And yet these guys work at the Child Exploitation Unit, and they'll say they're defending our children when they take a guy's property, take all your... take $50,000, in one case it took $50,000 worth of equipment from a guy who was running a business, you know, threatened to put you in prison for 5 years, and the official situation is that he had, the owner of the company has nothing to do with child pornography. He didn't even take pictures or distribute pictures or look for child pornography. But the way the situation is, you know, if you want to challenge it, we're going to put your company's name in the paper. And you're going to be called a child predator and all this other shit. So they work to demonize members of our community through this mechanism. And as a consequence, each year they clear hundreds of thousands of dollars. So as a consequence, you find out that they're not interested in going after those who are responsible for distributing truly offensive child pornography as so understood by the Supreme Court of Canada. When you go to these investigations, and we want a public inquiry, I want people to understand what's going on here. You know, they take pictures of, or they'll get a picture of a 22-year-old young woman's ass, phenomenal, you know, just a phenomenal picture, unbelievable, you know, I'm a man or whatever. I mean, women can understand, it's a beautiful woman, she's got a nice form. They say she's 10 years old. You go, well, how did you figure, where do you get that from? What are you going to do about it? You know, we say you have 2,000 images out of 40,000, and the court system, we only have to provide the Crown or the prosecutor one image or two images. The jury's not allowed to see any of these other images. The lawyers who work for on these cases, you know, so they find one, and then you're not, they don't have to, they're not required to prove intent. So you download, as some people do, you can download thousands of images in 5 minutes. You know, 10,000 images in 5 minutes. Well, it's going to take me fucking 6 months to even look at these if I ever do. You know? Well, that doesn't matter. So it's not even, they don't have to prove criminal intent. So you have no intent to obtain anything illegal, but they can take your entire life, put you in prison for 5 years, on fraudulent allegations, of which I'm stating is totally serious. I know this young woman. I know she was 22 years old when they took that picture. They say she's 10. I'm going to have to talk to her. Talk to a lot of women who will be able to identify and find out if they want to come forward and speak and say, well, yeah, I was 22 years old. I'm not 10. You know, they have pubic hair. They'll still say she's 10 years old. And I'm telling you, there's nothing offensible. There shouldn't be. That's what's so screwed up here. The Supreme Court of Canada says it's not offensible, but they'll argue it's offensible. They say it's being exploited. How so? It's all suggestive, you know, as we had in Texas. The husband and wife took a picture of their daughter in a bathtub. The guy went to get his film developed at the drugstore. Drugstore called the sheriff. The sheriff came over, looked at the picture, said, I'm getting an erection. She looks very seductive. So they arrested the family. They steal all their property, right? They're going to go to prison for 15 years or whatever, you know, 18-year prison term for taking a picture of their own daughter in a bathtub. And in court, the judge asked the sheriff, well, why would you do this? Why would you steal all their money or their property, get ready to seize their house and their possessions, put them in prison for 20 years? Why did you do this? And it's a court record. The sheriff says, when I looked at their daughter in the bathtub, I thought she looked very seductive. And that's what he said. Now, I'm hoping that, I don't know what the verdict was on that case because I got involved in other things. But I'm suspecting that the judge honorably threw the case out and said, this is insane. Somebody fire this sheriff. You know? The human body is a beautiful thing. You know? So we got to get a control of this. These child exploitation units in New York City where they actually murder children. And now that's going to be the most fearful thing anybody in the Western world is going to have to face. The only reason this thing keeps continuing in the case of New York City is that it's so unbelievably monstrous. It's so demonic when you see what they're doing. They're actually murdering children. Now, the reason why they do this is a long story. But essentially, the company that manufactured AZT didn't want you to understand that women who are HIV positive, who give birth to their babies, have an 80% chance that the baby will be HIV negative, that the immune system of the baby's natural defense mechanisms are able to prevent itself from transferring the HIV. Now, the company that makes AZT, which is Wellstone, I think, they didn't want the world or the Western world the Western people to understand this, because they were selling it to people saying, if you take our poison, which incidentally causes a destruction of your immune system, AIDS-like symptoms, and can kill you, but they told you, you have to, as a pregnant woman, take this medicine. And what they did is they said, when you take this medicine, here we'll show you the proof, they said, when you take this medicine, there's an 80% chance that your child, or 79% chance actually, there's a 79% chance that your baby will not come down with AZT. And they proved it to us. They said, look, here's the documents. 78%. If you take AZT, your child won't come down with HIV. Okay? So that's why they're murdering. They've murdered countless. I don't even know what the totals are. They've murdered thousands of innocent American children in New York City. And the reason they do this is what I say. It's one of the most demonically evil things that I know of. We do it in Canada, too. But they take these children and they murder them. Now, why do they do that? Because they don't want you to learn that AZT or these pharmaceutical companies will kill you for a dollar. They will kill you. They will actually murder you for a dollar. That's what these people are. You know, that's what these people are. Like Blackwater, like Khaki, like Aegis. They will kill your family for a fast fucking dollar. Because you won't support me. You won't support yourself. And it's a trying time. It's a trying time. Like, I don't know there's no causes separate from existence ourselves. You know, as I say, I have a lot of respect for Alex Jones. I hope he doesn't take a lot of this the wrong way, but I've got to create friction here, you know. And he's a great guy. He's got a lot of great ideas, and he's got a great mind. But I believe he's really not qualified. And he's taken us. He's even said, I don't want to be a leader. He wants to instigate other people to rise up for themselves. So maybe this is exactly the way Alex Jones would like it to go down. But you know, I have disagreements with him. Like, I want to deal with these issues, like cause and effect relationships again. You know, the New World Order, I'm sure he'd agree that pharmaceutical companies, some would kill you for a dollar. But see what I'm doing? I'm isolating cause and effect relationships, not point of the spear. Well, it's point of the spear, but it's directed at a specific cause. And why is it happening? I've given you the explanation with the AZT. Now, that's what I want to do all over the place. I'll do that for fluoride, right? It's poison. Right, I want to do this for the poisons they add to tobacco. You know, I want to make people understand that they're putting poisons into the tobacco to kill you. Tobacco already in of itself is a pretty hazardous substance, but you know, people are addicted to it, so you got to deal with the way it is. But understand that the cigarette companies will put poison into the tobacco to kill you. And why they do that, I'm not even quite clear on that either. That particular reason why they do that, but I want people to understand that. So we just get rid of all those poisons. There's a Canadian company called Canadian Cigarettes, and I don't know I'm just imagining it's likely true, but they advertise that they don't put any additives or any additional chemicals onto their cigarettes. So we want all cigarettes to be like that, where you're not adding poisonous substances that kill us to the tobacco, because lung cancer kills you very quickly. You know, when you get lung cancer, generally speaking, it's a quick death. So I think they want to kill us. And they do want to kill us. Bankers want to kill us. Not all bankers are bad people. I'm talking about the trillionaire bankers. They actually have more than $1 trillion. I know many people suffer from innumeracy. You know, think of all things you can buy with $1 million. Nice car, nice house. Woo! And Porsche, maybe, on top of everything else. You know, think about $10 million. Just take 5 minutes just to think about all the things you could buy with $10 million, okay? Or $100 million. Now, $100 million is an awful lot of money. $100 million. Just think about that. You know, think about it. Think. I beg you to actually put 10 minutes a time to thinking about all the things you could eat at the most fanciest restaurants for the rest of your life, own all the fastest, bestest cars, live in mansions, buy a yacht, you know, have a condo in 10, 15, 20 countries. You still are not even close to spending $100 million. Okay? Now, $100 million. Now, think about how much money that is. Now, multiply that by 10. Okay, $100 million plus 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 $100 million, $100 million, $100 million, $100 million, $100 million. Yeah. Just think of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. $100 million times 2, $200 million is $1 billion. Can you imagine how much money that is? Just imagine. Okay? Now, $1 trillion. Now imagine, that's $100 million times 10 is $1 billion, okay? Now $1 trillion is $1,000 billion. $1,000 billion. And Greenspan and four of his friends stole $4 trillion from American taxpayers. $4 trillion. You cannot, I can't even comprehend it. And I consider myself godlike practically here. Okay? $1 trillion is it's a huge amount of money. Okay? Now these guys who took this cash have done nothing for nobody. They've done nothing for nobody. One of the guys just built himself an Italian marbled mansion. A mansion built out of Italian marble. Now Italian marble is beautiful. Okay? It's beautiful. But just realize, and they've stolen this cash. Now, we have the same situation at the Pentagon. You know, it's about $4 trillion. These are the subjects that Alex Jones would be perfect for. Because he'd be able to say, well, look, it's here, there. And I believe it's about $4 trillion. Some people say it's higher, like $7 trillion. That has gone, disappeared. Now, that money's going to be a little harder to track down. But, you know, we can do it. You know, it's the arms manufacturers who are stealing all this cash through backdoor deals or backroom deals. They go out the back door. People don't understand. You know, these contracts, it's like billions and billions of dollars are spent each year in this Iraq conflict. And when it began, you're spending $4 billion a month in the first few 6 months of the Iraq conflict. $2.5 billion of it wasn't accounted for by anybody. Okay? So all the expenses that were accrued by bombing people, by moving soldiers, by feeding soldiers, less than $1.5 billion per month. Okay, now it's like $7 billion a month, and your expenses have gone down. You know, so all this money is being stolen from you. So it's who's issuing the money from the Pentagon for, you know, in quotes, military expenditures. There's no accountability. There's no auditing. No auditing. Understand, you as an American taxpaying citizen of the greatest nation in the world are not provided any evidence of understanding where your tax money is going to. It's going out the door. There's no audit. Nobody in this government, nobody in the Senate, nobody in the Congress is saying, hey, wait a second, we need an audit here. You know? So there's the great Kucinich. There's the great Ron Paul. But, I mean, you know, everybody's faulted when it comes to understanding what the hell is actually transpiring in front of us all. And a lot of people are fearful what they don't understand. And, you know, it just goes. But we can deal with these issues. We can grow and become a better peoples if we call a halt to all this indiscriminate murdering. Military forces in America must be halted. Commanders responsible for ordering the indiscriminate murder of people need to be put to death. Soldiers have to load their guns and go, yeah, my commander ordered me to murder that child. I did shoot the child. I want to change my evil ways. I'm going to kill my commander. It was his responsibility to make me do the right thing. I'm just a kid. He's like 35, you know, like Pantano is like, 34 years old. He's commanding a bunch of 18-year-olds who are like 12. And the 12-year-olds were smarter than the 34-year-old. To say Pantano just shot two innocent, defenseless guys in the back. He says he's fighting for freedom. These were innocent guys. They didn't even like Saddam, probably. And he just murdered them in front of myself. And I don't think you should get away with that. But the soldiers didn't kill Pantano as they should have. Pantano went to a trial with Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis. Mad Dog Mattis himself murdered countless women and children gleefully. He brags about it. It's fucking sick. He's a sick, women-hating child killer. And he, Bush made him a judge. He said, yeah, let's take this child killer who's into hating women and make him a judge. You know, he's got no legal experience, but he's a judge. So he gets to get cases like Pantano. Yeah, Pantano's innocent. Well, we got all the evidence. He admits to shooting them, fuck. The car had been checked. He knew they had no weapons. Had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Then Pantano says later on, yeah, I went to their house and I looked under their bed and I found a Bin Laden DVD. That proves it. I got my excuse. But none of that matters, Pantano. That was after the fact. And we already knew that they were innocent. And you shot them in the back, you fucking... fuck! It's these kind of demon enemies that need to be fucking brought down by the will of man, the will of God, the will of you. You gotta kill Pantano. You know, Pantano's excuses don't jive with the facts. He says, no, I didn't shoot him in the back, shot him in the chest. Well, they got no guns. The car had been checked. Yeah, so, I don't care. You know, we got pictures of them fucking bullet holes ripped through their back. And he says, yeah, I shot him in the chest and the bullet just went through. Shot both of them more than 50 times. What's in his mind? You know, you shoot a guy 4, 5 times, 6 times, 7 times. He shot them both more than 50 times. And he knew they were innocent, committed no criminal offense. Like I say, they probably hated Saddam. Maybe hated Saddam. He fucking killed them. And he doesn't go to prison. And the 19-year-old, 12-year-old intellects thought that that was wrong. He shouldn't be commander of us. And he didn't go to prison. He didn't go to jail. He says anybody who opposes him is a pro-Al-Qaeda from Pakistan. So we got to get soldiers to kill commanders who ordered them to commit these criminal offenses. So that's everybody responsible for these bombings. We will arrest all those at the Pentagon responsible for the strategy of blowing up all Iraqi infrastructure. Those responsible for those terrorist acts will be tried in a court of law. They get their lawyers, and you know they don't get 50 lawyers each, but they're going to be well represented legally through a judicial body, of which we will be equitably treated as worthy the title of a liberating peoples. But you have to be prepared to kill instantly any soldier disagrees, any cop disagrees, any politician disagrees, because there was no reason to bomb the country of Iraq. There's no reason to kill these people. It's an act of murder. There's no false reason. You can't even make something up. They knew there was no WMDs. And even if there was, it still isn't validated or justified. But, yeah, so support my call for free communications to all as any. I'm coming. See you later. Bye.